The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA. All right, welcome back to the first edition of the Real Racing USA Pro Cup Report, and we have a very special guest with us tonight as our very first guest ever on this show that we do, and I tell you, we couldn't have come up with a better guest to be our very first guest on the Pro Cup Weekly Report. Welcome to the show, Gary St. Amant. Pleasure to have you on.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's very cool. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just telling Gary before you came, Jack, that I followed Gary's career for a long time, and he doesn't know all his fans probably. But when he was running ASA for an owner named Bud, I believe it was, wasn't it?
Yep, Bud Gavin.
Yep,
Holland, Michigan.
Yep, you won a lot of races in ASA, and you went through all the transitions, and they have the new one. And how did you manage to end up in the Hooters Pro Cup, Gary? Was it a phone call like normal?
Well, you know, actually, we go down and do the Snowball Derby every year down in Pensacola, Florida, and we had a friend down there that works, Linda Nerone. She actually works for the Pro Cup Series, and she asked me, you know, when I was going to come race with him. And I told her to find me a ride, and I would. I didn't like the direction ASA was headed, and it was time for a change. And I saw a pretty good opportunity with the Bullet Racing team up in Cleveland. You know, got to be a little bit hands-on. You know, they had equipment, and you know, we made it work, you know, what they had, and, you know, got my feet wet, and, you know, that's how it all got started.
It's pretty cool, you know, and we've been doing, I don't know if Terry mentioned it or not, we just got finished taping the weekly show we've been doing for months and months now. We've been doing the O'Reilly ASA Fastlane, and we mentioned you a couple of times. It was quite ironic that we're making the shift from the one show to taping the other one, and we have one of the stars. You made it in that series. I mean, you were one of the big guys in that series.
Yeah, you know, I was real lucky to come up, you know, in a time where, you know, TNN, you know, there was some live TV, and, you know, I got a lot of exposure, you know, and, you know, I think I've also got a lot of fans just because I've stayed short track racing, and there's so many short track fans out there. You know, that's what I race for, is the short track fans, and, you know, there's so many of them out there, and I think that's a big reason why, you know, my name is as popular as what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And now you've been doing it. How's the Pro Cup Adventure going this year? How's it been? What kind of years have been for Gary St. Amant?
It's been a great year. You know, they backed the schedule down, which in the beginning, you know, I think any racer, you know, you're not going to be happy, you know, racing as many races, but, you know, our team, it's me and my dad that pretty much handle, you know, the race car, and it's a full-time job between the two of us. And, you know, by having less races, it's allowed us to go to all the racetracks prepared, you know, right when we get to the racetrack. And it showed, you know, we showed up pretty fast the first race, and we really didn't mess with the car much, and it carried us through the whole season. And, you know, I was talking about it today, you know, about, you know, the importance of qualifying in the top 10, you know, just it keeps you out of that trouble, you know, in the early part of the races. And, you know, we've been lucky enough to have good race cars when we show up, and it really pays off.
And you were able to outrun Benny Gordon for the Northern Division Championship. And
yeah.
And now you go into the championship series at the top of the heap. Actually, you and Michael Rich each get 205 points to start the gig, so you're starting right at top. So that's like getting a pole position right from the beginning, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, it was you know, I've always been awful envious of the guys that's won the divisions, you know, each year, you know, how they start out with a big lead. You know, it gives you a chance to maybe have a bad race and still contend for the championship. And, you know, as long as we stay, you know, being consistent, I think we'll be right there. But I'll tell you what, Benny Gordon, he's going to be awful tough to beat for this championship. Cause right there at the end of the year, he got his stuff going, and it looked like the Benny of the last few years. And he's going to be awful tough to beat.
Yeah, but I also know Gary St. Amant, and Gary, he's no slouch either. And if I was a betting person, and Hooters allowed us to bet, I'd be betting on you, Mr. St. Amant, because your experience and and how smooth you are at the racetrack. And that's one of the things that when we went to the six-cylinder cars and different motor configurations for ASA, the guys that were the smoothest drivers was always like the cream of the crop.
Yeah, you know, and that's I think that, you know, back the years ago, you know, it kind of taught you to be smooth, you know, to race for 300 and 400 laps, and you know, I think that's been a big thing for me. You know, it's helped me over the years, and you know, I appreciate you saying that about me. I have to tell you, before we went to South Boston, I wouldn't have told you we had a real good chance of beating Benny, but down there we just happened to stumble on a few things setup wise, and I think we had a dominant car down there. And you know, I don't know. It's going to be a great championship series. Not just for us, but for the whole, you know, Hooters Pro Cup series. I just think there's going to be some great racing, and there's so many good teams out there this year. It's going to be great for the fans.
And it gets started here real quick too, with at Mansfield, the Charlie Campbell Memorial Sears Auto Center 250, and then you go to Iowa. So the first two races are up there, and then before you come down south, what do you see at Mansfield?
Well, you know, it's a tough racetrack to pass at, you know, and you know, it's not as important to qualify as good at Mansfield as it is most of the other racetracks, because you can play, you know, starting in the back, it's real easy to pit early, and you come in and you get your pit work done. And then you can cruise until everybody makes the pit stops, and then it's time to go, you know, and all you got to do is outrun them. And, you know, we've used that to our advantage, you know, quite a bit. And I don't know if it's going to work, you know. I mean, it just seems like the series gets tougher and tougher every year. And, you know, we're going to have to pay good attention to how much the tires fall off. I know one thing, you're going to see one heck of a race. You know, I think there's going to be 50 cars there, and the best of the north and the best of the south. And, you know, it's going to be a great race.
Have you noticed, Gary, that tire wear this year has been critical?
Well, you know, not really. You know, the BF Goodrich tires are, you know, they're almost too good. You know, you really don't pick up a lot of time putting new tires on, and, you know, they really don't wear out. I think until we get to Myrtle Beach, you know, you're basically better off, you know, pitting early and getting your tires, your pit work done, and getting pack position. That's going to be the key, and staying out of trouble, you know, for the first race at Mansfield.
Right.
Yeah, and then Iowa? What?
You know, Iowa, that's going to be a little bit different this year. I've heard some tire testing. You know, we were blowing out tires in 2 and 3 laps out there last year. You know, we had way too grippy of a tire for the new pavement, and we're bringing back a harder tire, the tire they run at Bristol. And I heard you got to let off the gas long, you know, earlier, and pick up the gas later. And that kind of fits right into my driving style. So, you know, hopefully Iowa will be a good racetrack for us too. I know we went out there that first time, and when I got there, it felt like a super speedway. And by the time I left, it felt like one of the best short tracks I've ever been on. So it's an awesome facility, and you know, we're really looking forward to going back out there.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the Pro Cup was the first, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was the first race ever on that track, was it?
Yep, you're exactly right. We raced there, and then the day after, I think the USAC Sprint and Midgets race.
Yeah. Now, when you get down to Myrtle Beach, that's a tough, abrasive racetrack, right?
Oh, yeah. That brings out the best in me. You know, like back in my SA days, you know, we always went to Anderson Speedway. That was, you know, a little quarter-mile high-bank racetrack, just a mini Bristol. And, you know, that always been, you know, brought out the best in me, you know. And you know, Myrtle Beach is another one of those places, you know, when you go to Myrtle Beach, you know you're going to a racetrack with a lot of history, a lot of character. And, you know, grip is a problem, so you got to be easy on the gas. And that's something that 25 years of short track experience has taught me a lot, you know, how to do.
Yeah, Terry?
Yeah, in 25 years. I mean, you know, in that other show we do, the ASA, we're talking about young drivers all the time. And you've had your share of young drivers in the Hooters Pro Cup Series also. Joey Logano is one that comes to my mind that's racing for Joe Gibbs Racing now.
Yeah.
You have some up-and-coming drivers that you're looking at, Gary, that you think is pretty good?
Well, you know, I know that Trevor Bain, he's a real good race car driver. You know, I think Childress, I believe, is picking him up, or DEI, one of the two. And, you know, he has a lot of potential. He has a lot of the right people behind him. You know, I think he's going to make it there. I have a driver that I kind of helped over the years that he's been signed on with Hendrick, and, you know, I think you're going to be hearing a lot more of a guy named Landon Castle out of Iowa. And it's been real neat for me, you know, being in short track racing over the years to get to know people and, you know, watch them go on in their careers. And, you know, the biggest name that I was a part of, you know, was Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy, his first round track experience was in Bug Evans' ASA car, and I just happened to be a part of that. And me and Jimmy, we had a great time together, you know, in his early years. And I knew Jimmy. I knew from the first time I met him, he was going to be the next Jeff Gordon. He's turned out everything exactly what I thought he was going to be. He has a great personality. He's a great guy and was brought up the right way. And, you know, he's a great racer.
He got with the right team, too, didn't he? The right team at the right time.
that means everything.
Yeah.
You know, that just means everything.
Yeah. He just was seemed like a natural fit for that whole deal. And we talked to a buddy of yours that you've raced against for many, many miles, and that was not too long ago. We talked with Butch Miller, and he had some stories for us, and I think your name came up once or twice in that deal.
But, Butch, you know, I still my best short track racing memory, you know, are definitely Butch Miller, Mike Eddy, Bob Steniker, Dick Trickle, you know, Rusty Wallace, you know, all the guys back in ASA days that. You know, back when short track racing was, you know, it was big. You know, I mean, not that it's not big now, but when you had, you know, Mark Martin, you know, I saw him, you know, when he was a kid, you know, and watched him come up. And, you know, it's been real neat for me being a part of short track racing as much as I've been around it. You know, my dad, he's the biggest reason. I mean, he's been around a lot longer than me, and, you know, all the friends he's made over the years. And, you know, it's been... You know, I couldn't think of another thing that I'd rather be doing in my life than short track racing. And right now, it's the Hooters Pro Cup Series. And as far as I'm concerned, it's the best short track series going right now. And
that's cool.
I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Are you having any aspirations, Gary, in your old age, not that you're old, to do anything else? Have you ever done any NASCAR stuff at all?
Well, yeah, I did some truck races. In my first truck race, I actually passed Johnny Benson for second on the white flag lap. And Skinner, he was way out front, but I was going to finish second my first truck race, and I spun it on the white flag lap coming off of two. And I hit the big light pole in the center of IRP, and that made some highlights for quite a while. After that, you know, I did a few truck races, and... you know, it was fun. You know, if I probably would have got a good chance, I would have went on. But, you know, my dad, he's the one that was the reason why I was in short track racing. And, you know, we've always had the opportunities to be able to go do it and, you know, not necessarily always do it our way, but, you know, have fun and have input on it and, you know, have a good time.
And you seem like you've always had a good equipment, too, in the short track stuff.
Yep, that makes a big difference, you know, you know, not just good equipment, but good people behind you. You know, I had, you know, my dad's been behind me my whole career, you know, he knows everything about every part of the race car, and I was lucky enough to have Bill McGowan, my crew chief, that, you know, he's one of the most underrated people in the sport of short track racing. I mean, he's helped so many people win races and championships that, you know, he could have been down south and made a good living down there, but he likes staying in Michigan and doing it his way. It's like Mike Eddy and Bob Steniker.
Yeah.
Back to the current Pro Cup deal. You know, we asked Brandon Ward, who is the top rookie in the North this year, about this, and you know, you probably have a better eye on it than he would. Has the North, for a while there was always, you know, is the North stronger, is the South stronger, and it looks to be pretty even these days, doesn't it?
Well. You know, I would have to say the South might have been a little thicker this year. You know, I'd say the North, you know, Woody Howard going South, there's a few guys that left. You know, now Brandon Ward, he actually picked up a little bit. You know, they clicked a little bit better than maybe what Jack Bailey did that first year. But, you know, I wouldn't say at the top, you know, I wouldn't say one is any better than the other. I mean, I think that Mark McFarland can do it a lot of racetracks and be dominant, very dominant, you know, but then a lot of times I see him, you know, not make it to the end of the race.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to, you know, I don't think you're going to be able to do that too many times. You know, you're going to have to finish all the races and you know, I see it kind of being, you know, it's going to be a tough series. I really don't think that there's one advantage, you know, north or south.
Well, there is the Trevor Bayne, of course, and then there's Bobby Gill and Chase Pistone and Mike Garvey and Shelby Howard. Those are, plus McFarland. I mean, those guys, Woody Howard, even though he's back in 10th, Woody Howard can get it done.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I'm wild.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, this is the first time, you know, we've had a car and a team put together that's been good enough to even compete for the championship, you know, out of the first 3 years. And, you know, it just takes time, you know, to learn the race car, get a team put together. And, you know, it's taken us, this is our fourth year. And, you know, it feels like we have a lot of the right chemistry. I'm not going to say all of it, but, you know, most of it. And, you know, as long as we use our heads and, you know, work together as a team, and, you know, I think everything's going to be pretty good for us.
All right.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, when the Hooters Pro Cup started, Gary, I mean, they came on with a big splash about winning $1 million at the end of the series and stuff, and it has calmed down a little, but it still is very exciting the way they approach the racing and coming up with the champion.
Absolutely.
You notice NASCAR now has a end-of-the-year deal.
Yeah,
I wonder who they got it from.
Oh, I know. It definitely adds a lot to the season, and you know, I definitely see why they picked up on it.
Well, you've definitely got where you wanted to be. I remember we talked with you on our one of our other shows when you first started, when you moved over to the new team here with Jags.com, and you know, you were saying it was going to take some time to build this, and you know, you weren't expecting all that much the first year, and you've certainly come through and done exactly what you intended to do. So
it's been you know, changing there 2 years through, that was a little bit of a hope up there at Bullitt, you know, in Cleveland. We were going to be able to be close to contending for a championship that next year, and we decided to part ways, and, you know, starting over with Dwayne Tapman, I know it's going to be a little bit more work, but, you know, Dwayne's a great guy, and I'm so glad we've hooked up as partners, because, you know, we're having a lot of fun doing this and having, you know, some success, and, you know, when that goes together, you know, watch out.
There you go, and watch out this weekend at Mansfield Motorsports Motorsports Speedway, where, yeah, the Hooters Pro Cup gets their championship season underway.
And I tell you what, I'm really looking forward to, because I think there's been some other cars run up there, and, you know, there's black parts of the racetrack, and, you know, I think you might see some two-groove racing. You might see some of the best racing you've seen, you know, coming to Mansfield this weekend.
All right. Well, Gary, we really appreciate you spending the time with us, man. Always a pleasure to talk with you, and we wish you nothing but the best, man, and we'll be following this deal very closely.
Well, very good. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Well, Gary, don't let them young whippersnappers get the best of you at Mansfield, okay?
There you go.
You know, I keep telling them, you know, I got to tell them, hey, you know, this is 25 years. You know, that stuff don't get to me. Many tried putting a little voodoo on me, and I let him know, you know, hey, I've seen this stuff before.
There isn't much you ain't seen in short track racing, is there?
That's exactly right.
All right, Gary, thanks a lot, and I appreciate it. And I'm sure when you win the championship, we'll have you on again.
Yep, give me a call.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Great guy, man.
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy, Gary St. Amant.
It's always a pleasure, really a sincere pleasure, always to talk with Gary. And he's definitely going to be there fighting for this championship, because you know what? You could sense he wants it.